Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
The Lord is good. Amen. This morning, church, I want to share with you quickly, if you have your Bible, if you will open your Bible in Exodus chapter 5, verse 6. Exodus chapter 5. Exodus chapter 5, verse 6, and I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. I title the message, Serve God with Everything. Serve God with everything. And it reads in Exodus chapter 5, verse 6. That same day, Pharaoh sent this order to the Egyptian slave drivers and the Israelite foremen. Do not supply any more straw for making bricks. Make the people get it themselves. But still require them to make the same number of bricks as before. Don't reduce the quota. They are lazy. That's why they are crying out, let us go and offer sacrifices to our God. Load them down with more work. Make them sweat. That will teach him to listen to lies. Serving God is very important. As I mentioned in the prayer, is if we're not serving God, we are serving something or we are serving someone. And my question for you this morning is, who will you serve? Who will you work for? Or what's going to govern your life? What makes you want to get up early in the morning and go to work to? What are you willing to die for? Where will you spend your life, your energy, or that zeal, that passion here on earth? Who will you bow down to? Whom will you serve? Or what will you serve? So in other words, you're definitely going to serve someone or something. But praise God that we get the opportunity to serve God. And he gives us the opportunity to serve him. And not to serve the enemy. And may we pray and ask God every day in our prayer time that we would have that passion to serve God with all of our hearts. And that God would use each and every one of us to build his kingdom. Time is short. Time is running out. Even Paul in the New Testament, he says, redeeming the time. And you already know that when we serve God, it is not in vain when we serve God. It is a blessing. Don't ever forget that. It is a blessing to serve God. It is not a burden. It is not a burden to serve God. It is a blessing, and it is a privilege to serve him. Amen. And as I just read, Moses and Aaron, or Moses would go and give a word to Pharaoh. Anything that God was saying or speaking, they would go to Pharaoh. And in the Bible, Pharaoh is a type of Satan. Moses is a type of Christ, and Moses was sent by God to deliver. And we see every time they would go, Pharaoh would always make a comment, or he would just say whatever he wanted to say. He would not listen. But we're going to see how at one time Israel were slaves in Egypt. And at one time the people of Israel cried out to God. And God heard their cry. Amen. But now Pharaoh, who represents Satan. Amen. And we read in the Bible, it says, notice how the enemy, how Pharaoh or Satan works. He tells them, do not supply any more straw for making bricks. Make the people get it themselves. God wanted for Pharaoh to let them go so that they can worship him. But Pharaoh, Satan, did not want that. How many know that Satan, Pharaoh, doesn't want you to serve God? He doesn't want you to serve God with everything. As a matter of fact, we're going to see right now, Pharaoh wanted them to be close by, but he didn't want them to go very far. Are you hearing me? See, God wants you to go deep with him. See, Satan wants you and I to compromise. Satan wants you and I to not to go all out with God. But notice, let me be real careful about this. Moses is a type of Christ who saved who? The Israelites. Pharaoh was a type of Satan who does not want people to serve God. Now, just remember that. Satan doesn't want you to serve God. I mean, you could put it in different ways. The reason, the why. Straightforward, he just doesn't want you to serve God. Pharaoh did not want to let go of the people of God. He wanted to have them close by as what? As slaves. He don't want you and I to serve God. But how many are grateful that Christ redeemed you and redeemed me, and now we are set free in the name of Jesus Christ? Amen. Now we are free in Christ Jesus. Now we got the honor, we have the privilege of serving God. Amen. To serve God. And not only to serve God, but to serve him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And this morning, church, I just want to remind you that don't forget that serving God is the most important thing you can do. Because if we don't serve God, obviously we're going to serve someone else. There's no other way out. Amen? So, notice, see, Satan, Pharaoh, even Pharaoh will paint a nice picture. Did you know that? The enemy will come and mess with you. You know, sometimes we think, you know what? I don't need to serve God that much. I'll just be a part-time Christian. I'm going to be a part-time Christian. And that's the way Satan works. He says, he'll tell you, hey, don't be all sold out for the Lord. You don't have to serve God with everything. Look, just serve him a little bit. Look at the lie. Serve him a little bit and I'll take care of you. I'll help you. You'll be well off. You'll be okay. Have you ever been there where we think that we can get away and we say, you know what? I'm not going to serve God all the way. I'm just going to do a little bit of God and a little bit of the world. So, but what happens? This is what happens. We see the blessing. We see how we're progressing. We see, you know what? Look, ever since that I've been serving God a little bit. Look, I'm still blessed. I still got money. Look at the ministry as well. Everything is okay. But did you know that the enemy likes to elevate you all the way to the top? And then suddenly he'll let you fall. He'll let you fall. And see, that's the way Pharaoh Satan works. He will supply for a while. Why do I say that? Because what did he tell them? The Bible says, this is what Pharaoh said, do not supply any more straw for making bricks. He told them. He says, hey, don't supply. We like saying, you know what? We've been helping them. Now let them do it themselves. In matter of fact, the Bible says, make the people get it themselves. That's the way Pharaoh works. He'll supply you at first. Are you hearing me? He'll supply you everything you need at first so that you can believe the lie, because the Bible says that he is the father of all lies. He's a deceiver. And he'll supply everything for a while so you think, you know what, I'm okay. Everything is well. But then the time comes where Pharaoh, he says, you know what, cut the supply. Cut the supply. And, you know, at one time we were okay. You know, we were rejoicing. You know, we would come to church once in a while. You know, everything is okay. But then you will find out that the devil is a liar, but God is truth. So what happened, that's the reason why, you know, and look at the lie. We work a lot. Even in the fall in Genesis, ever since sin entered, he told them, now you're going to work with the sweat of your brow. Now it's going to cost you. So what happens, if you're not serving God, church, guess what? You're just going to be sweating. You're going to be laboring hard. When you can do it God's way and live under the blessing of God. See, I don't want a blessing once in a while. No, I want to live a blessed life every day. And not only I'm blessed, my family is blessed. Everyone around me is blessed. My church is blessed. Why? Because we serve God. Deuteronomy 10:12 says, and now Israel, it's 3 points. Okay, this is my first point, so chill. And now Israel, Deuteronomy 10:12, what does the Lord your God require of you? Look what the Bible says. But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways. Church, that's for you and me. Fear the Lord. Number two, walk in all his ways. Thirdly, and to love him. Fourthly, to serve the Lord your God. Fifthly, with all your heart and with all your soul. How many are sold out for God, church? And let me throw in a little extra there. If you're going to serve God, do it gladly. Do it with joy. Don't serve God being all sad. Amen. Don't serve God with an ugly face mug. Serve God with joy, with gladness. Where you can say, you know what? The Lord is good to me. You know, and it's biblical. The Bible says in Psalms 100 verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Church, come on. Serve God with gladness. Serve Jesus with gladness, church. Amen. This morning, serve the Lord with gladness. And it says, come before his presence with singing. Point number two, if you don't serve the Lord, you will serve Pharaoh. And your life, hear me, church, and your life will be used to build the cities of this world. In other words, if you don't serve God, guess what? You're not going to be building for God. You're going to build for somebody else. I don't know about you, church. I want to serve God. I want to be a blessing to someone else. I want to build for God. I don't want to serve anybody else. I don't want to serve the world. I don't want to serve Satan. If I am going to serve the world, it's for one purpose, is to win them over to Jesus Christ. Amen? But see, if you don't serve God, if you and I do not serve God, we're going to serve Pharaoh, Satan. Let me tell you, church, don't build for Pharaoh, build for God. Exodus 1:11, the New Living Translation says this. So the Egyptians made the Israelites their slaves. They appointed brutal slave drivers over them. Notice what the Bible says. The Egyptians made the Israelites their slaves. They appointed brutal slave drivers over them, hoping to wear them down with crushing labor. You know, that's what the world system does. When you don't want to serve God and you serve Pharaoh, guess what? It's going to be hard labor, church. It's going to cost you. Sin always has a price. And that could be your spiritual life. It could be in your marriage. In any way of life, if you're not serving God, and the reason I say this, church, is because you and I, God chose you. God picked you. You are God's property. Hallelujah. You and I get to serve him. And if we're not serving God, hear me, church. If we're not serving God, like the Bible says, it says hoping to wear them down. The world, Pharaoh's going to wear you down, church. Life without God is hard. It's depressing. Oppressing. A weight over your life. That you don't know what to do with life. That's why nowadays people need to take drugs. That's why people believe the lie of Satan. People don't want to live. Why? Because they don't have purpose. They don't have purpose. They don't know, you know, what God has in store for them. And people are tired of life. People are worn out, burdened, tired of life. But church, praise God, that's why it's important to serve God and serve him with everything. Because when you do, the Holy Spirit empowers you. The Holy Spirit strengthens you. The Holy Spirit will direct your life. The Holy Spirit will remind you that it's not over yet, that God is not done with you. Serve God, church. Don't serve Pharaoh. Serve God with everything. And the Bible says that they forced them to build. Look what the Bible says. They forced the Israelites to build the cities of Python and Ramesses as supply centers for the king. Church, the time that we have left, I don't want to serve Pharaoh. I want to serve God. I want to serve God. I want to give it all to God. I want to build for his kingdom. I want to be a blessing in his kingdom. Amen. I want God to use me. I want to be a vessel, an instrument used by God at this time right now, the time that we're living. Amen. I want to contribute to God, not the world. But see, it is important. Nobody, hear me, church. Nobody's going to care for you like the way God cares for you. So get up. Take responsibility. Shake it off. Focus on the Lord. The Bible says, it talks about building yourself up. See, I can't build somebody else if I'm not built up. Hear me, church. I cannot build somebody else if I'm not being built up by God. I can't be a blessing to someone if I'm not blessed by God. Are you hearing me, church? And the Bible says in Jude 1:20, it says, but you, beloved, he's talking to you. Amen. He's talking to you, brother and sister. He says, but you, beloved, building yourself upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Let God build you up, church. Number two, God is a builder. Amen. God is a builder. I mean, if God is a builder, I need to let the builder build me up. And if he builds me up, I got to build up somebody else. But the Bible says in Matthew 16:18, now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock. And upon this rock I will build my church. And all the powers of hell will not conquer it. Church, listen. You build up. God is building up his church. And the Bible says that all the powers of hell will not conquer it. How many are excited for that? Amen. When you're part of the team of Jesus Christ, guess what? You're going to be a blessing. When you're part of his team, guess what? We're never losing. We're always winning. We're always going from glory to glory. Amen? We will always be the head and not the tail. When we are part of the family of Jesus Christ, we are blessed to be a blessing. Even Psalms 127 verse 1, it says, unless the Lord builds a house, I need God to build my house. I need God to build his house. I need God to build me, to build you. And it says the work of the builders is wasted. If God is not in the picture, everything is wasted, church. Serve God. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries, it will do no good. And that you know, church, that the Bible does say that we're called to build others up. Not to bring them down. Not to destroy them. Not to stomp on them. Amen? No. We are called to be a blessing. Romans 15:2, the New Living Translation says, we should help others do what is right. How many believe that, church? You and I are called to help others to do what is right and build them up in the Lord. And lastly, on my second point is this. If you're not serving God, you will serve Pharaoh. Build for the house of God. Be a blessing in the house of God. Somehow ask the Lord, how can I be a blessing to my church, to the house of God? How can I serve others? How can I bless others? What is my calling? What is my talent? What are the gifts of the Spirit that the Lord has given me? What am I good at? What's that passion in me, burning in me? Haggai chapter 1 verse 8 says this. Look what he tells them. Because at one time when you read that chapter 1, I mean, they were losing everything. Everything, it seemed like everything that they were doing was in vain. Nothing was working. They tried everything. They did everything. And it seems like everything was in vain. Like if God wasn't in the picture. But how many know that God always arrives on time? Are you hearing me, church? God always arrives on time. God always has a word for us on time. And the Bible says in Haggai 1:8, it says this, now go up to the hills. And he says, and bring down timber. And then he said this, and rebuild my house. See, some of you, Lord have mercy. You don't want to go grab some wood. You don't want to go up the hill. Life, church, hear me. Sometimes we want everything easy. Everything, all the good things are going to cost you. Amen. Sometimes you got to get out of your way, church. Sometimes you got to ask the Lord, clear my mind, renew my mind, Father God. Help me, Lord, to go up the hills. Give me the strength to go up the hills. Help me, Jesus, to go up the hills. I don't feel like it. I don't have a feeling. I don't know. I just want to stay home. I want to be in my room. I don't want to do anything. I'm comfortable right here. It's okay right here. Just right here where nobody bothers me, where I don't have to do anything. Church, let me tell you something. Sometimes that's not too healthy. Sometimes you got to get out of your rut. You got to get out of your room. You got to go outside the four doors. And it's time to climb up the hills, church. It's time to go and grab some timber. Amen. Somebody has to get that timber. Somebody has to make it happen. Is anyone here this morning that says, I am willing to go up the hills and grab that timber to build the house of God? And he says, and rebuild my house. And but then, see, we think, see, Pharaoh, Satan is a liar. Look, everything, look what you're doing. You do this in the house of God. You serve in the house of God. Look, you clean. You do this. You do ministry. And we all think, and Satan is a liar at church. Hey, you need to stop doing what you're doing. Look, how come nobody else does it? You're doing it. Lying devil. I would change it up and say, you know what? I'm honored to serve God. Amen. I'm honored. I'm blessed to serve God. Everything I'm doing, it's a blessing. And the Bible says, he says, then I will take pleasure in it. Who? God takes pleasure. You think God doesn't see your effort? You think God doesn't see your sacrifices? Everything you do for the Lord, for his glory and honor, everything you do, you want to do your best because he is the king. He deserves the best. Even serving the coffee, you load it up where everybody's all wired up. And the Bible says, then I will take pleasure in it and be honored. See, it honors God. Church, it honors God. When you serve him, when you sacrifice, when many times you put your calendar, your priorities aside because you want to go up to the hills and get that timber. Hallelujah. And thirdly, my last point, and I'll be done. If we don't serve God, church, with everything, we're going to serve Pharaoh. And when we serve Pharaoh, guess what? He's not going to want to let you go very far. We're limited. When your priorities are wrong, when you put Pharaoh first, you put the world first, You put anything first before God? Watch out, church. Watch out. Because when that happens, it's going to prevent you to go deeper, further with God. Because now you want to please man. Oh, come on, church. Now you want to please your wife. You want to please your boss. There's people that rather please their boss than God. Pharaoh's going to picture real pretty. Just right here, look, look, look. Serve me, and you could serve God. You know, go to church every 6 months. You know, don't go too deep. You know, that's the reason why sometimes they don't like to get in the Word. Because you don't want the Lord to speak to you. You don't want God, the Spirit of the Lord, to convict you, to stir you up. See, and it's funny how that every time you're going to want to pray, you want to pray, something happens. Somebody calls you, the food is ready. You know, he's a liar. But it's time to go all out for God. Hear me, church, don't let no one. This is very important. Don't let no one limit you of serving God. Don't let one tell you, hey, you're it's too much Jesus. You've changed too much. Well, which one is it? Do you want me to be like God or like Satan? Which one do you want? Choose. Remember, you know, before, you know, oh, mi esposo no quiere cambiar, mis hijos. Well, okay then, now they're sold out for Jesus. That's what we're called to do, church. It's to serve God. That's why Jesus came. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that's why he came. He caused division. When you're sold out for Jesus, guess what? There's going to be division. Why? Because you're sold out for Jesus. It's a price of being a disciple for Jesus. And I encourage you, Lord, that you, church, that when you are sold out and you give everything to the Lord, let me tell you something. God has your back. God will honor you. God will bless you. And God will take care of the rest. Hallelujah. He doesn't see Pharaoh. He wants you to be just stay right here. Exodus, look at Exodus chapter 8, verse 26, it says, but Moses replied, that wouldn't be right. The Egyptians detest the sacrifices that we offer to the Lord our God. Look, he says, if we offer sacrifices here with the Egyptians, where the Egyptians can see us, they will stone us. He says, we must take a 3-day trip into the wilderness. See, take a 3-day trip to the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, just as he has commanded us. And look what Pharaoh says. All right, he says, go ahead. Pharaoh replied, I will let you go into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord your God. But look what he says, lying devil, he says, but don't go too far away. And then to top it off, he says, now hurry up and pray for me, he says. See, Pharaoh doesn't want you to go very far. He doesn't want you to go deep. He doesn't want you to seek God even further. He doesn't want you to pray. He doesn't want you to fast. He doesn't want you to read scripture. He doesn't want you to live a sanctified life. He doesn't want you to be different, transformed to the point where people think that, you know, you're too religious. All you talk about is Jesus. All you talk about is the Word of God. All you talk about is what God has done in your life. But see, Pharaoh, He wants to keep you close. Come on, church. Be sold out for the Lord. Decide today. I'm going to serve him with everything. With everything I got. See, he wants you to compromise. He wants you to sacrifice. He wants you to sacrifice. He wants you to do all the worship, but not too far away. Do it close up. When God wants you, church, he wants you to go deep, go far with him. Go the second mile with him. And know this, church. It's not going to be easy. There will be persecution. There will be criticism. People are going to talk. People are going to say. People are going to think that, you know, you think you're all that. But that's the cost, church, of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. And you have to decide. Don't let nobody decide. You need to take responsibility and decide and say, you know what? I'm going to give it all to the Lord. Doesn't matter what comes my way. Doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't even matter what Satan thinks. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. This is my life. God called me. He saved me. I have a relationship with him. I have a calling. I have a duty. I have a job to do for my king. And guess what, church? Nobody, not even Pharaoh, Satan, nobody can separate us from the love of God. Nobody, nothing can separate us from our walk with God. Nobody can stop you. No stopping here, church. We're moving forward in the name of Jesus. And we have to believe what the Word of God says. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 35, it says, the New Living Translation, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us as if we have trouble, as if we have trouble or calamity, or if we are persecuted, or if there is hunger, destitute, or if we are in danger, or we are threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like a sheep. But Paul, he says, no, he says, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. How many believe that, church? That we have overwhelming victory. We are more than overcomers in Christ Jesus. And we're going to serve him no matter what, all the way until he comes for his church. Amen. Please stand this morning and give the Lord a praise, a clap offering this morning. Amen. Come on, church, you could do better than that. Amen. This is for King Jesus. Give him a praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. He is worthy. Hallelujah. How many want to be sold out for Jesus? Amen. Amen. How many want the full package? Amen. Amen. We want everything that the Lord has in store for. We want to serve God with everything.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.